is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. I am back in the saddle, seeing things clearly now. I see who is with me, who's against me, who wishes ill will on me. I did something, and here's the thing, guys. Your Friday show, in which I was persecuted, and it left scarred, quite frankly. I did something. I sacrificed myself for mankind. Now I know how Jesus felt. Okay.
Christ figure. Interesting.
Right. So it hurt me, and all the names that were called. I Peaky Blinder. I was Blink
Pinky 281. Blinder. Well, I think you should have been called Blink 281 instead of Blink 182. Winky, Patchy, Blinky. You were called
Ojo Loco.
Blind Old Bitch.
What?
Was one B.O.B. Yeah.
Dell wished ill will on me.
Dell wished that you would have some. For those who don't know, John, if you missed, you really should go back and listen to the podcast. First 30 minutes would give you everything you needed about. We also had Dan Murphy on, the writer, who talked about the new sweeping change, the bill from Cory Booker and the other senator about changing college football with, I don't know if you saw that or not, where changing the ability for players to get paid and revenue sharing and all this. It's one of six that are out there right now in the works, bills to change college football. And it would be really tough, I think, for schools like U of H, but we'll get into that later. The main thing is your eye. And
For those of you who know, I had eye surgery.
John had eye surgery, and Dell and I reached out to listeners, and boy, they were willing to help. I was surprised to see how many people wanted to give you a nickname. And the Ojo Loco, Juanito Ojito was one.
Okay.
Am I missing? I know B.O.B. was your personal favorite. I'm trying to think of Shady. Oh, no.
I like Islander.
Islander was one. Yeah, Islander was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
There were several. The main hope for us,
wasn't it One Eye Wonder Worm or something?
There
like
was
that?
A One Eye Snake, but
yeah,
Dell okay. was or yeah,
Dell was against
and,
that
and
one.
There was Pirate Patchy the Pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Dell was against anything that would give you that you would embrace and that you would feel like gave you strength. So we immediately eliminated
those. I kind of like Johnny Crenshaw.
Johnny Crenshaw was one.
Yep. That's mine. I like that one.
Yeah. I like that one too. Actually,
there was
the ladies love
Blindo Sorvino.
Blindo Sorvino
was another one too. So the main or Sorvino, is that what it was? Yeah. So the main thing was, and Dell also said the main thing was we both wanted you to have a patch. We wanted you to have a patch, but we also wanted it to last a little longer. So Dell was hoping. He went that extra mile and said he was hoping for a little bit of psychological trauma for you to wake up and it be blurry. And they say, well, that, you know, can happen on some of the cases.
Not that it could happen. I wanted him to be told that by Monday he should be okay. And then he goes, okay, Saturday, Sunday, okay. But Monday, I'm going to be okay. He wakes up on Monday, takes the eye patch off, and his vision's not great.
Yeah.
And
no, he had a very specific path.
And then
he
has a conversation with the doctor. I'm sure he has one of those doctors who will answer his call at any time in the morning. And he goes, Doc, what's going on? He goes, look, that's not something we expected, but just stick with it. Give it another day. And the doctor's not so sure. And I want John to feel some anxiety, but unfortunately, he was fine.
So that I would have some mental anguish.
Yeah.
He definitely wanted that.
Some. Not that it would not that you'd have a permanent issue, but for at least a month.
Yeah, he wanted to last a little while.
Some mental anguish.
And then for the doctor to say, listen, this is what I was hoping, that they would say, well, you're going to have blurry vision in your left eye for a while, it looks like. It might be better for you to just keep your eye closed or even wear a patch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd be like, this is all coming together. And then, unfortunately, you came in here and you claim that your sight is 20/20. Now, we got a little ray of hope that maybe you might end up having some vision stuff with your other eye. So there's still a As Dell said, there's still a chance.
Yeah. No. But the other guy is already starting to be, so act up a little bit. So there's hope. There's hope for you two.
But apparently you see perfectly out of one eye now.
Doesn't this make you two by far, I mean, it's far and away the worst people ever?
I don't think so, because a lot of people jumped in on it. So that list would be very long as the worst people.
Yeah, well, look at Jackie. People. Jackie says, I felt like Johnny Millsap was best.
Uh-huh. Johnny Millsap was one of the
Johnny Millsap out there. So yeah, I mean, he's a horrible person too. So I mean, that it just goes all along.
But you see, well, I guess.
Yeah, I see well.
There's no patch. There's nothing. I mean, it's like this is a giant waste. I mean, except for you, it was a waste of time for the rest of us. This is a giant letdown and a waste of time, except for you, I guess.
No. Except yeah. All right, I got you. We got a lot to talk about this morning here on ESPN 97.
Legally Blind.
It is so almost unbelievable that two losses to the Colts would end with fumbles on the 2-yard line, going in for possible wins, a possible win and a possible tie. And who knows, Paul Romeo might have gone for two, the way Paul Romeo does things. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
But that Kiki QT would fumble on the 2-yard line, much like the snap and fumble in the first time they met just a couple of weeks. In 3 weeks, they had two fumbles on the 2-yard line and two losses. It's almost unbelievable. It's almost unbelievable.
I'd never seen anything like that. The first one on a snap, Texans most assuredly would have won because of the time that was left on the clock. This one, the Texans would have tied the game up. Instead, you get a great play made by Darius Leonard. I mean, Darius punched it out. It's what the Colts do. They're taught to make plays. I mean, there were two of them that they punched out yesterday. And that one was punched out by Darius Leonard. And it's unbelievable, two different games end within 3 weeks like that. It's just truly astonishing that happens with the Texans. I can tell you this, though. That game yesterday was almost purely Deshaun Watson. I mean, it was the plays he was making on his own and from the pocket. One of the things I really liked is even when the pocket got a little helter-skelter, because he did get sacked plenty.
Yeah.
You know, those first-round picks are going great with Laremy Tunsil. But once Titus Howard was out, and Tunsil picked up another, false start. But once Titus Howard was out, it was a wrap because it became a beating on that side. And even though there was all that issue in the pocket, Deshaun did spend some time winning from the pocket. Chad Hansen, the play of Chad Hansen has been, this is why you don't give up picks, a second-round pick for a Kenny Stills. You can find receivers. Deshaun, and they mentioned it on the broadcast, he's one of the few players in the league, few quarterbacks in the league who can elevate the play of those around him. You know, Tom Brady doesn't do that anymore. There was a time he did, but I don't think Tom Brady does it.
Most of his
Drew Brees doesn't do it. Oh, yeah. But now I think Pat Mahomes could do it, and I think Deshaun Watson could do it, and it's a pretty short list of guys who can make others around them better.
It was funny, though, that Chad Hansen touchdown, it took Deshaun forever to find him. Thank God that he did have protection on that play.
Yeah.
Because the dude's running free for a while and standing there. And Deshaun almost missed him, too, by the way.
But yeah, he had to reach out and get it. Yeah, two crossing routes. It was a double crosser, and then somebody just busted. The corner on that side, it looked like they were in cover three, and he just busted. And
easy score.
Easy touchdown for Chad Hansen.
Yeah, and you know, they did. They look good. I mean, with what he has to work with, you really got to give Deshaun. I mean, he had 33 of 41, 373 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, five sacks for 31 yards.
But he didn't let it kill him, though, the sacks.
No.
I mean, he stayed in there.
No. And, you know, that game could have gotten away, but it didn't. And it's all about Deshaun. Now, boy, the division got tougher yesterday. Holy crap, the Jets. What are you doing?
How do you let that happen if you're the Rams? How do you let that happen if you're the Rams?
Well, how do you let that happen if you're the Jets? They got rid of Greg Williams because that was the biggest mistake, getting rid of Greg Williams when he clearly saved the organization with that cover zero blitz. Here and you go and beat the Rams and lose Trevor Lawrence? Are you kidding me? Now Trevor Lawrence
now
is going
to
be
Jags to win. Now you need the Jags to pull one out.
How the Jags going to win?
I don't know, but you know, it just goes to show you that Sam Darnold ain't trying to lose.
No.
Sam Darnold's trying to, and the players too, they're like, man, Trevor Lawrence, we don't care. Sam Darnold's over there, I'm getting the rest of my contract. You're going to pay me.
Yep.
Sam Darnold's out there trying to save his job.
Well, but
he likes New York, apparently.
Did you hear Greeny on the show before us? He's a lifelong Jets fan. He said, you know what? If it's not Trevor Lawrence, if the Jags have the first pick, the Jets become the least attractive job this offseason. And it's true.
They still have some stuff to work. An early pick is still attractive. But, you know, Justin Fields, he started off hot, but right now his star it's not as bright as it once was. Now, he said he's dealing with a sprained thumb. But Justin Fields right now is not as bright a star at the number two pick. It's not a guarantee. I tell you what, in Dane Brugler, Dane Brugler from The Athletic, I do a draft podcast with him. We're taping today called Prospects to Pros, and Dane has Zach Wilson as the number two pick. He had it in his first mock draft, and he might be right on that. Zach Wilson could end up being a pick, and you're right. Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Trey Lance, none of these guys are as nearly as appealing as Trevor Lawrence right now.
No. I mean, well.
And you saw Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence just wanted to remind everybody, hey, yeah. I just wanted y'all to remember that I'm the best one of all these guys.
Yeah, by the way.
We'll get to that, too,
in a second. All right, we're going to take a break. 713-780-3776. We got Rocket News to talk about as well. Tweeted out a tweet about the trade, the favorite trade partners right now of the Houston Rockets. We will talk about that on the other side.
Oh, and this is new info, so you haven't heard this yet.
No. Well, unless you saw my tweet yesterday, it blew up. Holy crap. And there are so many funny people. I just don't understand people. Yeah. But we'll talk about that on the other side. Right now, though, how about straightforward pricing on your Ford truck or car? That's what you get at Chastang Ford. Look, the Built for the Holiday sales event, we're coming to the end of the holidays. You've got all this week and next to take advantage. XLT 0% financing, 72 months, or 25% off MSRP. Looking for a truck, 2020 Ford F-150 four-door STX, $29,999 or $499 a month with zero down. That is an unbelievable deal, people. $10,000 off of a 2020 Ford F-150 XLT crew cab. No dealer add-ons. There's no dealer add-ons ever. You can drive in. You can shop online. They can deliver it right to your door. ChastangFord.com. ChastangFord.com. Do it all online and not have to worry about them throwing a bunch of add-ons on so that you spend more money than you want to. It's just not going to happen. Not at Chastang Ford. You can do it all online, and you can't do that at other dealerships. Homestead, not Hempstead, on 610, just 5 minutes from downtown, two exits east of 59 on 610. You're looking for that Ford car or truck, it's Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, I spoke to him. I just told him to keep his head up. He was one of the guys from the last time, 2 weeks ago, where he came over and, you know, made sure I was in good spirits too, me and Nick. So, you know, vice versa, you got to, you know, share the love. He did his, you know, what he would to make sure we get in position. And, you know, that's just a tough break. You know, plays like that happen, and it just didn't go our way. But, yeah, that last play, I know exactly what they're going to do. It was really, like, reminiscent from last year. We had a situation where we're in the same position, not necessarily the situation of the game, but in the red zone, same end zone, everything, where they ran the same coverage. And I missed Kiki, or I think a number two guy underneath. So I knew exactly what they were going to do, gave it to him, and he almost split it, and he just got knocked out right when he was trying to reach, I guess, reach the ball over or try to get some extra yards. But, you know, he's going to be fine, and, you know, we just got to, you know, push forward and just get ready.
That was Deshaun talking about the Kiki QT play. So we'll get back to the Texans in just a minute. I feel bad for Kiki, but Kiki's fumbled a few times now. He's come up with some big fumbles so far early in his career.
Waste of a pick. When he's not hurt, he's making mistakes, and he'll make a play every once in a while, will flash when he gets wide open or whatever. But Kiki QT has been a guy who has not been worth the draft pick up to this point.
So I tweeted out yesterday, I am an impeccable source that says that the Rockets, the favorites to land James Harden, are the Raptors and the Celtics. The Raptors would include Pascal Siakam and Moore, and the Celtics would include Jaylen Brown and Moore. It would include maybe other players and certainly draft picks in both instances. If you're the Rockets, you lose the deal because you're giving up the best player. Whoever gives up the best player loses the deal. But a package including those guys, Siakam or Brown, it was interesting how, it was unbelievable. I got thousands of likes, retweets, and whatnot. I've already done three interviews in Toronto. How they responded and how Boston responded. Boston wants no part of it, none. And Toronto is just thrilled that they got a chance at another star.
Mm-hmm.
So it is interesting. And Rockets fans seem to be split, torn on it, that neither guy would be enough. But a lot of them, hey, listen, the reality of this is James is going to be gone. James is going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to go. So, he's got to go. He has value. He don't want to be here.
Yeah.
If you don't do it now, if the year passes, you lose even more leverage on a deal. You got to do it because now teams that aren't, even if they're not sure, remember Toronto Raptors are a team that did that with Kawhi. They didn't know if he was going to be around, but they took their shot. And, you know, there are some teams who are willing to take their shots with players. James may not stay around, but 2 years is a lot more to open the window than 1 year with James Harden. And you don't know.
No. You're better off trading him now.
You 100%.
100%.
Plus, I'm done with this whole James Harden thing. Great player, doesn't come up in the clutch enough, and I just frankly don't think that winning is his number one priority. I really don't. I think he wants to win. I don't think he lives for it.
And listen, I got.
I think Deshaun does.
And now I know what with your draft stuff. I mean, people are so. Yeah. I mean, that this is fake news. Like, I would put out, but I have any interest in putting out something that's, it's not fake news, but here's the deal.
You're a guy with the Rob Manfred as Pinocchio avatar, John.
Well, guess what? That isn't fake news. Dude's a liar. He's a liar.
Did you see what this unsealed letter said?
Yeah. What? Nothing. We haven't unsealed it yet.
Oh, that's right.
No. So fake news. What? Fake. Listen, I'm not saying he's being traded to those teams. I'm saying that they are the favorites. If someone comes up now, and oh, by the way, this wasn't a leak by the organization. This is that they were not trying to leak it so that they could get Daryl Morey to give up Ben Simmons. That was not the idea here. That is not what happened. Here's the deal. Is they are the favorites. Those are the best offers on the table as we speak. It could change. Maybe Daryl does offer 40 first rounders and Ben Simmons and whomever else. Maybe that all does happen. But at this point in time, the best offers on the table are the Raptors and the Celtics. So, it didn't happen, John. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, that this is a trade that is going to happen. I'm saying that at this point in time, right now, those are the favorite offers. So it could well happen. Listen, Rafael Stone is in a tough spot here. He's got to get, I mean, I can imagine how difficult this is going to be for him to pull the trigger on any deal, because he's going to be criticized, because he's going to lose the deal. And this is his first major deal. He has got to sit and wait and get the best offers he possibly can. But here's the deal. You wait too long and James loses value, like we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
James is more attractive now with 2 years left on this deal and that player option. If you wait until after this year, not nearly as attractive with 1 year left. What am I giving up for a guy for a rental, for a one-year rental? No, I'm not doing that. Unless, of course, you can extend him to that $50 million a year contract extension, and you possibly still could. But this is right now, at this point in time, the best. That this is the most attractive offers that the Rockets have. Now, I don't know, which one would you prefer?
I prefer the Siakam deal.
A lot of people want to think to Jaylen Brown.
He's really, really good, too. I think Siakam has, he's won already. I think he played with Kawhi Leonard, which matters to me. He's played with in an organization for Ujiri and with a team full of guys who I think are serious about winning. I think that's what you got to get in here, is you got to get the mindset in here. I think he's very, very talented. Brown is very good, too. It's going to be what you get on top of that. I really don't. Those are the stars, right? So which young all-star caliber player do you like better, this one or this one? Well, but who you get with that, is Marcus Smart part of a deal? Would he be coming as part of that deal?
So, what are according the to picks? Celtics fans, if he's part of the deal, they'll blow up the TD Center.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're going to have to make salaries match first and foremost, because – Siakam and Brown aren't doing it from a salary standpoint by themselves. So what are the additional pieces, and then what are the draft picks look like? But, it's important. I know that it was not an intentional leak or anything like that, and you're not doing anything for leverage. But the fact is, it is a good thing for this to be out there for the Rockets. I mean, that is, and that doesn't make what you're saying any less true. But as long as Daryl and whoever else knows that, hey, there's other people who, because when they're having these discussions, it doesn't matter. They're going to say, hey, we've got some other offers. We've got this on the table. The Rockets can use all that stuff. But I think it is important that there are multiple horses in the race, because it makes Rafael Stone's job a little easier to get the package he wants. Daryl Morey apparently deleted a tweet. There was a tweet out there that Daryl Morey had that he deleted. I'm pulling it up here.
Well, yeah, it was a year anniversary of James passing Calvin Murphy for assists.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Daryl, memories or whatever, with a picture of James Harden and talking about, and then he had to delete it because it's a possible tampering deal.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Morey can't be, but he did tweet it, and he's probably going to hear from the league for it. Daryl needs to stay away from Twitter.
He just can't quit James Harden.
Right.
Can he? He's not even on his team.
Well, Twitter cost the league how many hundreds of millions of dollars with the China tweet.
Daryl needs to stay off social media.
So, yes. 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 I mean, the smartest guy in the room ain't the smartest Twitter. Ain't the Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Putting that out there was not good. His undying love for James is well documented. And I would imagine now you're right. While it wasn't an intentional leak by the Rockets, it might be going, Daryl might be going, wait a minute, I'm playing this, these cards too close to the vest. If they pull the trigger on Jaylen Brown or Pascal Siakam, I missed out on the love of my life. So maybe Daryl does get off his ass and buys the ring that they can use to finally be, to be married again, because they're divorced and maybe they can get remarried, Daryl and James.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this will get him off his ass, get rid of Ben Simmons, that ugly first wife.
Oh my God. Listen to this. Oh, somebody's stealing your stuff.
What'd they say?
Using it. I mean, it appears as though this guy who calls himself NBA Insider.
Mm-hmm.
When did you put that out there?
I put it out yesterday morning.
Hmm. Okay, this came out the 15th. Maybe this guy's not stupid. This guy, December 15th, said, breaking, the Toronto Raptors have emerged as a new suitor for James Harden. They are willing to include an asset outside of Pascal Siakam. And he also says...
Well, this guy is an NBA insider then, isn't he?
He's from Houston, too. So maybe, I don't know, maybe he does have some information. He said the Toronto, and this is 10 hours ago. That's why I thought he might be taking your stuff. He said, Toronto Raptors have players the Rockets like better than the Denver Nuggets, because supposedly Nuggets, Jamal Murray. He said, was told if Siakam was involved, the Raptors would have already Harden in their uniform. The Rockets are trying to drive the price up for Siakam package, per sources. So who knows? Maybe this guy does know something. He didn't have a blue check mark either.
Well, then how you can't be believed. Worse,
so we can't.
Because that's what I
did. You hear, Dell? Do you think John heard anything about not having a blue check mark and trying to throw this information out there?
I mean, we can talk about it on the other side.
Yep. But there's a real possibility blue check marks are the only thing you can believe in life. But why don't you talk about
Craig? Well, I believe in employee pricing for everyone, and that's a real thing. I believe in that in life. Employee pricing for everyone is a real thing going on right now when you go to LanceZCars.com. And that's the website. It's going to point you to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC's website, but it's easier to remember, LanceZCars.com. And they've got employee discounts for everyone, and I mean everyone. And it's a great opportunity for you to get the prices that their very own employees have. But here's the kicker. You also get phenomenal savings when it comes to dealer cashback allowances, because those vehicles also have dealer cashback allowances. And I'll give you an example. Right now, 2020 Buick Enclave Avenir SUV. So the MSRP is $58,000 on that. Here's employee discount for everyone. $45.90 is taken off, and then a purchase allowance of $37.50 and gets it down almost a full $10,000. And then they're throwing you the trade-in value as well. So when you trade your vehicle in, you're going to get more for that. And that's where we're starting, kids. So you got a great chance to get a great deal right now from Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and especially these really cool brand new Buick Enclave Avenirs, which is an awesome, awesome looking vehicle. They also have the Buick Enclave Essence, which also has great deep discounts on for employee pricing. That's available for you as well. Go check out the entire inventory and see what it looks like with this inventory, with the pricing that they have available for you at LanceZCars.com. It's in Angleton, LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. If you've got any thoughts on what we've talked about so far, the Rockets, the Texans and their loss, let's talk right now for a minute about the college football playoff. I firmly believe that the Aggs got jacked, they got jobbed. Notre Dame getting in, but Everybody, well, who'd they beat? Who did Notre Dame beat?
They beat a Clemson team that didn't have their starting quarterback.
And their best defensive player, Skowski.
Yeah, and Skowski, what a maniac. He's that a guy maniac. Did you see him talking to everybody and like, God, that guy's like the Philip Rivers of linebackers.
Yeah.
Only I've got a feeling lots of cuss words.
I had just had to laugh because Kirk and Chris are like, man, the Clemson team is really chatty. This is so unlike them. Shut up. That's not unlike them. I know there's some Dabo sheen over your eyes. Like Clemson isn't like all the other teams. Clemson talks as much as anyone. Knock it off.
Yeah. No, it's true. And they were so shy. Yeah, I'm a little surprised at this.
Yeah, what?
What? What
are guys, guys talk all the time on the field. What are y'all talking about? And it's stuff that the PC crowd would literally turd their pants if they heard what's said on a field.
Yeah,
so stop.
The imagery of Dabo likes to sell that we're above that stuff, but they're football players. It happens all the time, and Clemson's no different. Knock it off, Kirk.
I honestly believe the Aggies should have been third.
I think the Aggies got screwed. You know, I don't have as much problem with the Ohio State thing, but the reality is, here's what's been used against I saw somebody try to use this against the Aggies. Oh, and his avatar is called Poor Aggies, and it's basically just a troll Aggie account, basically. But he's got like 4,000 followers. This guy said, why would you think the Aggies got screwed in this, blah, blah, blah. Why should they do it? I said, well, now do Ohio State. He's like, they won a Power 5 conference. They won a Power 5 conference. That was the most embarrassing Big 12 season I've ever seen. Since I've been alive, this quote-unquote Big 12 season, Big 10 season with Wisconsin. Here's your power hitters. Penn State, Wisconsin, Michigan. Are you kidding me? What? No. Your best wins are against Northwestern and Indiana, and you struggled against Indiana.
You struggled against
Northwestern. There's nothing that tells me that they are better right now than Texas A&M. But, okay, that's fine. Let's go to Notre Dame now. Notre Dame has one good win. One really good win.
Well, they're going to get elevated because they have another top 15 win because they beat North Carolina. That'll elevate their resume as well.
Yeah, that helps. The Aggies win, by the way, is Florida. Florida was within a touchdown of Alabama. And not only they were down 18 and came back against Alabama and played with the best team in college football. So that should absolutely matter. Well, only when they have against Florida. Florida gave Alabama their toughest game of the year, period. And Florida, by the way, is one of the top five teams in college football. I'm sorry. I mean, the fact is Ohio State, I don't think really is. I don't really think Ohio State, if you really want to know the truth, I think Florida, Texas A&M, Clemson, maybe Ohio State fifth. Florida, A&M, and Alabama are all one of the top five teams in the nation. They just are. I'm sorry if it doesn't sit well with you, if you are a Longhorn fan or if you're this fan or that fan, but it's true. The Aggie team that got beat by Alabama early in the year, they are a different team now. Their defense is playing better. Their offense, their running game is substantially more committed. It's a better team. I'm not saying they beat Alabama, but that Alabama team also had Jalen Waddle, and Jalen Waddle's not going
to
be there for that.
Well,
game.
The reason that they're not, the Aggies aren't there, is because they lost by four touchdowns to Alabama. Wait till the committee gets a taste of what Alabama's going to do to Notre Dame.
I do think Notre Dame could move the ball on them with their running game. I don't. This Alabama defense is not.
No,
it's not.
Not great, but
yeah.
But man, after watching that, they're going to get after Ian Book. Boy, Clemson got after him. That offensive line that you've got as a finalist, they lost the Joe Moore Award. If they had any chance at the Joe Moore Award, they lost it in that championship game.
Well, they're in the final.
No, they're in the final. I will guarantee none of you will vote for Notre Dame.
I don't think it's been released yet, but Alabama, Texas A&M, Notre Dame. We got the press release last night, official. We all did our voting. Those three are going to be the finalists.
They look
A&M deserves it.
Ass.
Yeah.
The other night. Terrible.
Yeah, they got outplayed. The idea that Notre Dame gets in because they're Notre Dame and they beat a Clemson team, to me, the Aggies went over Florida with everybody is more impressive. It's more impressive than the win over a first-time starter at quarterback who, by the way, played really well against you. I mean, you know, and that was a close game. I just think the Aggies got screwed because they got screwed because maybe it is because just Notre Dame. Like, I don't know that a computer would have put Notre Dame.
Well, and I think it is also style points that the Aggies, the way that they play, they're going to keep everybody in it. They're going to run the ball. They're going to eat up clock. They're going to dominate time of possession. But they're not going to, you know, blow anybody out.
Well, I agree with that. You can just start going through Notre Dame stuff. Now, the issue, it happened early in the year, but people forgot. It was 12-7 versus Louisville.
Yeah.
At home.
Oh, yeah. I watched it.
Yeah.
It was in Louisville's defense.
Stinks.
It's not good at all.
They stink.
Not good at all.
And they only.
And I'm not even sure Javion Hawkins played that game.
I don't remember, but it was 12-7. The Duke game was 27-13. So as much as people like to point to Vanderbilt for A&M and some of the things that they do because of the way they play, and Jimbo came on here and talked about it, we play that way because that's the best way for us to win games. If we could play a different way and win games, we do it that way. But Notre Dame has those stinkers on their schedule too. It's just that they happen early and they have the Clemson win, and that was deemed to be enough.
The A&M got jobbed. I firmly believe they should have been the third team in the country. They're better than Ohio State. If you put them up against Ohio State right now, I think they beat Ohio State.
It is funny how teams are elevated. Indiana was elevated because they beat Penn State. And now Penn State went on a run later in the year to make them a bit more respectable, but Penn State stinks. So why does that – so it's all
– So you know who Indiana has, number 11 Indiana has in their bowl game?
I don't know.
Crappy Ole Miss. They're playing Ole Miss.
I don't know how the Big
Ten. That's how wonderful that. What a great season, and the payoff for Indiana is you get to play crappy Ole Miss, and I hope Ole Miss beats their ass, because the thought is, oh well, they got Ohio State got through and won a championship in the Big Ten, and their second best team was Indiana. Okay, watch this. You know where Ole Miss lays in the SEC? The bottom half.
Look, it's simple. Indiana beat a team in week one that a lot of people thought was going to be really good. And they never had to, and they just were elevated to a point, and with everyone else losing in the Big Ten, their stature kept going up. If we take into account Penn State wasn't any good, then why is Indiana a top 15 team in the country? If you look at the rest of the schedule, they beat a Wisconsin team who's not good either. So it all happened week one, and yep. they rose, and they never fell.
Well, there were only 5 weeks after that, so
yeah,
that's
exactly.
All you had.
Exactly.
That's all you
week
had.
Week one was enough for them to
Indiana
become a good
plays
team.
11 games, they probably lose three.
Probably.
No, I meant that's the truth.
12 games,
the
they
fact
lose
that
three.
There weren't more games. Yeah. We already saw USC played a second place, a team that was a fill-in team, and they got beat. Like, it eventually catches up with you. The season eventually works itself out once there's enough games. It's just that there's not enough games. I'm not, you know, Ohio State wasn't going to get beat this year, I don't think, because there's just nobody in the Big Ten that is good enough. But it really, Ohio State really shouldn't be ahead of Texas A&M based on the way that those two teams have played. And I'm not saying Ohio State maybe isn't one of the top four teams, but you can't use what they've done this year. And I can't get that 12-7 Louisville game out of my mind, because – at the time, I was thinking, ooh, maybe Louisville's not who we thought. Maybe Notre Dame's not who we thought they were. I just don't think this would be great to have a play-in game of A&M versus Notre Dame. It'd be great to have a play-in game in this one. Aggies, I think you did get screwed. I really do. Nationally, do you know the computers had A&M, or the projections had A&M as a team that they expected to get in? I know some of them that I saw ahead of Notre Dame if Notre Dame lost by more than two touchdowns.
Projected. But then the next morning, Notre Dame was a still 4-1 favorite to get in.
Is that right? Speaking of changes in odds, Devontae Smith is now officially the front runner.
He should win the Heisman. I hope he does.
He was 1,800 to 1 2 weeks ago.
Come on, Trask.
I mean, plus 1,800 2 weeks ago.
If you tell me Mac Jones or Kyle Trask is the best player in the country.
Just watch the games.
Just stop.
Now, Kyle Trask, I got to tell you, I'm going to have a better. Mac Jones, I have a grade of a 6.18. 6.1 is like a third, fourth. It's a low-end starter to quality backup. That's who he is. I think he's as good as the players around him and no better than that. Najee Harris was an animal the other day.
Yes,
just an animal. Kyle Trask, I got to say, he made some really pretty throws
What about Trey Sermon?
Trace, I've already written sermon up, and I'm like, all right, I got to go back and watch this game.
It's, well,
because they did look like they were wide open holes.
The greatest game in Big 12 history?
Over three Big 10. Yeah, Big 10.
Big 12. He's in the Big 12.
No, Trey Sermon's at Ohio State.
Yeah.
He was in the Big
12.
He was in the Big 12. Yeah, Oklahoma.
I had to sit and think, like, wait a minute.
Well, no, Big 10.
Yeah, because
the greatest game in Big 10 history?
Over three.
Ohio State, who had.
Against a team like Northwestern, a team in a Big 10 championship game. That's why it's a quality win for Ohio State.
Yeah. I mean,
they needed 300 yards from Sermon.
Ohio State, the great running backs that they've had in their history, and Trey Sermon had the greatest game ever.
And Sermon wasn't very impressive this year, to be honest with you. And all of a sudden, he whips up 300. Like,
well, I'll tell you what pissed me off, too, about Justin Fields missed him badly. He did a little curl route. And he started jumping up and down and yelling at him. I'm like,
was it at the ref or the because the ref was in his way?
No, nobody was even near him. Nobody touched him.
The ref was in it. I think the ref was in his path. I don't know who was yelling. That might have pissed you off. What made me laugh was the Northwestern player who imitated him afterwards. I laughed at that.
All right, 743 ESPN 975-713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, I want to talk right now about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Going to talk about it again because the sales event, the holiday sales event, is second to none right now. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, here's the deal: is built for the holidays. This is the time because they have to get rid of these 2020s and they got to make room for all the 2021s. You're getting the best deals that you possibly can. And I've never seen a place that'll work a deal like they do at Chastain Ford. They're going to make sure that you get into your car. The first thing that they'll ask you is, where do your payments have to be? Because especially during these times, it's so difficult to make those payments when money is so tight. And oh, by the way, if you've got high payments on a vehicle right now and you need to get out of it, go right now to Chastain Ford. Unbelievable deals. We're talking $499 a month with nothing down for a Ford F-150 four-door STX. And there's all kinds of deals, $29,999 on that vehicle as well if you want to go with that way. It's easy. It's wonderful. They're the best. You're going to love doing business with Chastain Ford. Never any add-ons. Whatever you buy, whatever you want, you buy. They're not going to try to upsell you. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or you can do it all online at ChastainFord.com.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, you want to talk about your Texans? Oh, my God. Is Keon Crossan okay?
Which play?
When Jonathan Taylor ran him over into the end zone.
Yeah. Oh, that was Crossan?
That was Crossan.
Yeah. Taylor gave him a little freight train action.
Oh, my goodness. And then Hargraves got it when Pascal also hit him and then dove and got the ball into the corner of the end zone.
I saw Hargraves do something. By the way, there was a sighting for Kahale Warren. Yeah. Two catches.
I'll tell you what, Farrell Brown played pretty well. Aikens played pretty well.
Farrell Brown had a bad penalty
down but
to the goal line.
Yeah, he had a bad penalty, a false start. He and Aikens both started.
It turned into a three instead of a seven, didn't it?
It did. But he had at least the tight end showed up. They paid money to Darren Fells this year. Have we even seen Darren Fells this year?
I think Darren Fells is another great signing. Darren Fells must be out.
He's out. He's got to be. Whitney Merciless is out too. So,
if you Google Darren Fells' name, it says people also ask. And then can you read the very first thing under people also ask?
What happened to Darren Fells?
Yeah, literally, that's the first thing on.
What happened to Darren Fells?
On Google is what happened to Darren Fells.
But you know, there were some nice performances. Hanson had the catch. David Johnson, it's exactly what they had hoped you would get out of David Johnson. 44 yards rushing, 106 yards receiving. He reminded me a lot of, who was the running back that changed his name?
Dominic Davis.
Dominic Davis.
Dominic
Williams.
Yeah, Dominic Williams. Yeah. Dominic, formerly Dominic Davis, turned into Dominic Williams. But it was, he cut the ball well. And so I was talking to my dad about it yesterday. He was asking about the game. And he saw some of the game, I guess. And I said, you know, he just doesn't have any juice, Dad. He goes, you know, I think he doesn't want to get hit anymore. He said that happens with running backs and fullbacks. And he said there just comes a time where you take a certain amount of damage or a certain hit. And he said he's running like a guy who doesn't want to get hit. I said, well, you know, it's weird because really his play speed, he looks so slow. And he said, well, he ran a kickback for us in 2015 and he could run. He could really run. And I said, yeah, when he runs now, he has nothing. There's nothing. He goes, I just think he doesn't probably want to get hit right now. But I said, you know, but out in space as a pass catcher, he's still got some ability. Like when he's matched up against linebackers or when he's out in space, he can make a guy miss. He can run through a tackle. It's just I don't think he likes that life between the tackles. And I don't think he has the speed to play outside the tackles. So, but, you know, as a pass catcher, he still has value. And that's where he started. He started college football as a wide receiver. And he was a good pass catcher at Northern Iowa. So, I'd say Texans got their money's worth yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That trade is, I don't want to say it's even now, but it feels even-ish with DeAndre Hopkins and David Johnson Brandon Cooks. And how about Randall Cobb? How about the amazing deal? Like Bill O'Brien, yesterday it was in full view. You had even the announcers. Rich Gannon goes, "Yeah, you know David Johnson. He's still a guy that is great guy, and you know he still has his moments. But it just really feels like that was maybe one of the worst moves that Bill O'Brien made. Was that just really feels like it was just a really lopsided trade? Oh, you think? And think about this." Randall Cobb, another game, he's not suited out. Randall Cobb, Eric Murray. How did you like Eric Murray yesterday having to try to cover anybody? How did you like Eric Murray? Eric Murray, terrible. That was free agent money. $10 million guaranteed, Eric Murray.
Well,
you a fan of that?
No, but I think you have to realize that though. If you're Anthony Weaver, like the big play that ended up winning the game for the Colts, why is Terrell Adams on T.Y. Hilton? Why is that? I mean, some of the schemes that Anthony Weaver,
that's just impossible.
It's unbelievable.
That he should ever be dragging T.Y. up the field.
We just saw T.Y. We saw with Devontae Adams. What are you doing one-on-one with no help over the top against Devontae Adams, who had 100 catches in that game?
You just can't do that.
Anthony Weaver, come on. I don't care. You can't have a defense design that Terrell Adams has to run with T.Y. Hilton. It ended up winning the game for him.
Right.
Yeah, he was tackled on the two, but how do you do that? How does that happen? You can't have that. You just can't have that. And you can't have Eric Murray covering anyone that can run faster than Dell.
You mean Plain?
Yeah. Huh?
You can't have him covering anyone faster or Plain?
That too. Those two things. But you have to have somebody playing.
All right. Rate Bill O'Brien's worst moves 1 through 5.
Bill, that's so hard. Well, no, the DeAndre
Hopkins.
Do
you need some time? Okay. Yeah,
DeAndre Hopkins is number one.
Okay. Hop trade, one. That's because you took possibly the best receiver in football off the field.
Yeah.
You took him out of your locker room, and then you didn't get anywhere near the – you got Cooks for the second, and you got David Johnson, who will be gone. So basically, you got Cooks. That's what the trade was. You got Brandon Cooks for DeAndre Hopkins.
That's not it. I don't think that's equitable. But okay. Next, it might be Jadeveon Clowney.
For third?
A third.
That turned into Garyon Conley, who hasn't played this year.
Yeah.
They traded that third for Garyon Conley. That's true. They traded Jadeveon Clowney for Garen Conley.
And they paid Conley's contract.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So they trade so far Hopkins for, because David Johnson will be gone after this year. So they traded DeAndre Hopkins for Brandon Cooks. They traded Jadeveon Clowney for Garen Conley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
this is the value they
and
have.
And it's got to be up there. Whitney Mercilus, the deal, $54 million.
I would totally agree with that.
It's got to be up
there. I think, Mercilus is his extension.
Let's take a look at his stats from yesterday.
Are you going to do this to him again?
I want to see.
I think Whitney Mercilus,
one total tackle. It wasn't even a solo. He had an assist. He's on the scoreboard, everybody.
Yep.
1-0.
Mercilus.
Whitney Mercilus.
Yeah, and that was a $50+ million deal. Eric Murray deal.
Let's take a look at his season.
Is Eric Murray deal even in the top five?
No, I mean,
worst deals.
Well, Randall Cobb has got to be up there.
Yeah,
$27 million over 3 years for a guy that
I think $18 million was guaranteed.
Yeah, that's
my God.
I mean,
second rounder for Kenny Stills.
Yeah, we're not even talking about the Tunsil thing yet.
Tunsil contract.
Well, Tunsil
without the Tunsil
contract is
deal contract because. It's a deal so bad that even people around the league aren't using that as a jump-off point for contracts. They have literally Ronnie Stanley's deal, and the Ravens are literally like, we're not doing this.
Yeah,
you guys all know that's a terrible, terrible deal.
I would say
Deshaun 3-year deal instead of getting a long-term deal would be in there.
Well, not top five. You mean
I've got a. You see the list. I mean, this is the list. I haven't gotten to, do you want to get into just draft picks? Lonnie Johnson? But that was him and Brian Gain.
No, we're missing some huge.
Well, I mean, I've already got a list of like eight.
Eric Murray is definitely, you got Eric Murray on there?
Yeah, I put Murray in there. Murray's in there.
If there's anything we forgot. 713-780-3776, or you could tweet us.
I don't even want to put Nick Martin's deal in there. Like, you paid a center. Whatever.
Oh. Kyamie Fairbairn's deal? $16 million for a kicker? That
barely even hits this list. There's so many things.
It's everything. Every guy on the roster, you're like, why'd he do that? Why would you do that?
What was the point in this? Why would he pay so much? He gave up too much. He didn't get enough.
By the way, we've got to give credit. Zach Cunningham's playing much better.
Huh?
He started the season slowly. Yeah.
He's playing with better discipline, better technique. He's not just playing straight up and down, just running from side to side. He's actually, you need to play technically sound, and he has played better.
Yeah.
Without question.
All right. 755 ESPN. Man,
good stuff. Neat stuff right now from the Texans.
No, this is a mess that... Listen, no. I'm going to tell you what. Week in and week out, Deshaun, 373 yards passing. When you talk about the Jets now not having Trevor Lawrence, honestly, the Texans' job is attractive. The Texans' job is attractive because you've got Deshaun Watson.
Well, now the Jags' job is more attractive.
Yeah.
Well, it's much more attractive. And how about this division now? If the Colts get a quarterback, if Andrew Luck comes back or they draft, if Zach Wilson should fall... In the draft?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Well, anybody. Trey Lance. They may just trade up. I could see them plugging Philly in for another year, a one-year deal, and drafting like a Trey Lance. You'd have to move up to get him, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's possible. God forbid, if they ever talk Andrew Luck into coming back. Oh, my God.
756 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 on the other side. Let's get back to this Rockets talk with James Harden, a possible trade. Next, right here. Don't go anywhere.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!